Okay. So, we're going to move into resolutions, and we're going to take one out of order. It was on the bottom for Dwight, who's here to discuss. And it is resolution number 275, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the town of Lloyd for real property for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West, phase 4, PIN number 8761.21, in the town of Lloyd, Department of Planning. Chris?
I'll motion for discussion.
Oh, okay. Motion made by Mr. Herbliss, seconded by Maloney, for discussion.
This is the project to extend the Hudson Valley Rail Trail towards New Paltz.
Right.
As many of you know, we have been working on it for about a year and a half. We're well into the right-of-way acquisition. We have signed agreements from three of the four property owners, and the only reason we don't have the fourth is because there are title issues with the name on the deed, and so we're working through that. We are also needing about 300 linear feet, approximately 7/10 of an acre from the town of Lloyd at the east end of the project to connect our project, which is phase 4, to the town's phase 3, which is going to be very soon. So this is just an agreement for a dollar for them to transfer an easement to us so we can build the facility and connect it into there.
Any questions for Chris White?
No.
If not,
and we're moving towards construction by November, hopefully. And one other thing I mentioned to the committee last night, this trail is now on the Governor's Empire State Trail, so that they have assigned money to help DOT design and construct the connection at the New Paltz from where we leave off. So it's not going to be a stranded trail that ends at South Street. It'll go all the way into New Paltz.
Very good. All right. So I'll entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Hey.
That's
Rob, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's a perfect. Can you read that again?
Resolution number 250, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Sullivan County Pavement and Construction Incorporated to Public Works. This is paving of 3 miles of shoulder along County Road 58, 100% from the county, $329,000.
So moved.
Motion made by Jim Maloney, seconded by Herb Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 253, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered in by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, PC, Department of Public Works.
Second.
Motion made by Jim Maloney, seconded by Herb Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 255, amending resolution number 94, dated March 18, 2014, and amending resolution number 208, dated March 19, 2017, relating to capital project number 405, Calder Center, SUNY Ulster, SUNY Ulster County Community College.
Move.
Motion made by Legislator Maloney.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Warren.
Read the description of the scope.
The SUNY Central wanted us to amend this resolution to show that the foundation is taking in the share. So we have this foundation, we have SUNY Construction Fund, College Foundation, and SUNY authors on the original resolution. It's now raised that part of it comes up from SUNY from the foundation, but also from the proceeds for the purchase and sale of residence homes.
Right.
The SUNY Central was wanted to delineate the best path to where the funds are coming from, not any liability on the construction fund.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 257, amending the 2017 Ulster County Budget TRIPS Funding Adjustment Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. I believe that this is a decrease. Motion made by Legislator Lipp, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Why are we so quiet? And I feel like I'm in church and mass. The priest is Resolution number 258, amending the 2017 Ulster County Budget Extreme Winter Recovery Funding Appropriation, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. This, I believe, we're receiving money, $401,000, from materials addition funding. Okay, motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Lipp. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Amending the 2017 Ulster County Budget, Paved New York Funding Appropriation, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. So you're getting more money, $790.55. Moved by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 260, amending capital project number 336, South Putt Quarters Road, PIN number 8759.90, authorizes the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certifications, or reimbursement requests for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with the New York State Department of Transportation, funding construction, construction supervision, and construction inspection phase in amending the 2017 Capital Fund Budget, Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Lipp.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a memorandum of understanding with the state of New York allowing the state of New York Department of Correctional Services and Community Supervision to use space at the Elsa County's old jail, Department of Public Works Division of Buildings and Grounds. I believe this is a 5-year contract.
Could somebody just explain? Or are we waiting for a second? We have a second.
No, go ahead. Can you explain?
Just, I don't understand what this is.
So we rent about 1,850 square feet to New York State Parole.
Okay.
And the rate is $9.24 a square foot.
And this is in the old jail, right? The
old jail out in that area.
Okay, now, is this something new, or we've been doing
it? No, we've been doing it for probably at least 5 years, maybe 7 or 6.
Okay.
Because it increases the likelihood, greatly increases the likelihood of parolees reporting. So
okay.
Good location for it. I don't have to travel to Poughkeepsie. It's a good thing all the way around.
I'll second you. Who made the motion?
I did.
A motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Amending the 2017 Capital Fund Budget for Capital Project 494, Business Resource Center renovation to accommodate Family Court, Public Works Buildings and Grounds.
So
moved. Okay, motion made by Jim Maloney, seconded by Peter Warren. All in favor?
Can I go ahead.
Just the amending with the difference in the scope of the work.
This is for the project labor agreement, but it's study evaluation.
Okay.
What was funded prior was just the construction manager and the architect.
Okay.
This is private PLA. This is that.
Your PLA.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mayor Joe, do you have any questions?
Yeah. First of all, glad to see the project labor agreement because people asked him about it and, you know, to see this in action.
This is just the evaluation, the study of it.
Okay. But it's, in other words, it's part of the project. And that's, you know, because I do get asked. I want to use this as an example for something I'd like to really talk about in your new business.
Okay.
I feel like I am often asking, you know, about green building or options for renewable energy or, pervious paving and green stormwater. And then I have asked to understand, and this came out of the Climate Smart Committee, to understand what green building features are being used. I would like it to be that as either stormwater issues or green building and renewable issues, anything that has to do with our sustainability policies that are already in place, that by the time it comes to us, instead of my having to ask about it each time, that there is an explanation of the evaluation. And I don't fully understand the process. I don't know how much, for example, Amanda's office has to do with the development of these projects. Sometimes I've brought this up and I've been told, well, just, you know, people in public works really know what you're doing, and I agree with that, and, you know, sort of just trust it. But I find myself continuously asking. So I'm sort of pausing here to ask that we collectively think of a way, and I don't know that it needs to be a new policy, it might need to be, but is there a way that those particular questions around green building, renewable energy, and green stormwater management primarily, energy efficiency, etc., that those aspects can be addressed proactively by Public Works for these capital projects as we're starting to, you know, we have a general budget that we approve, but as we're starting to actually implement the projects, that you can tell us rather than me feeling like I'm sort of nagging. And, you know, these policies are already in place. So it's a discussion that is not going to get resolved tonight, but I want to start asking the questions and seeing if we can collectively, and this was just an example of where I wanted to pause. I'm certainly going to support it and we can move on, but it's a conversation I wanted to initiate. We talked a little bit about it in caucus, and I feel like I don't understand enough to even try to develop a policy because I'm not sure what the root is. But I think we can get some of those questions answered and see if a policy is needed or not.
Any comment, Brian?
This particular project, it's an existing building and it's being right left. There are, you know, few opportunities, so we will capitalize on the ones that are available, water saving faucets and, you know, toilets and things like that are pretty easy ones, and economizes on the new rooftop units and things like that. So, and there is a list that the architect will develop of some sustainability features that will be reviewed by the construction manager, Department of Public Works, and Department of the Environment. And then we'll evaluate the cost, you know, that's associated with them, and we'll make a decision on whether we'll implement some or not.
All right, so
the process does take place, and on new construction projects, there is a legislation from years ago for lead silver.
Wasn't there a study already done that that roof could not support a solar project?
That is part of this project. You know, to look at the roof structure, the load is going to change because the current code requires more insulation, which is going to have less melt off of snow, which will theoretically increase the load on the roof, so the bar joist in that building will be studied to see if it needs any additional bracing. And in that, we'll consider the future possibility of heat panels.
So, you know, we're going to move forward on this, but when that list is developed, could that specifically be reported to Public Works and, you know, which meets before Climate Smart in a monthly cycle. So, and then we can share that with Climate Smart because they're tasked with looking specifically at county buildings for energy savings. I'm also, of course, interested in the green stormwater, but you know, I want to sort of bookmark when that list is developed. That will satisfy, you know, their interest that the county is fulfilling its Climate Smart Pledge, et cetera. Okay, thank you.
I can't commit to providing that, but I will
request it.
I just wanted to mention, you know, as when I was deputy director, we did work with you somewhat and with the Department of the Environment to develop the stormwater management plan. I wasn't actually there by the time it got done. We worked with the Department of the Environment on the Green Infrastructure, and if you haven't seen it, maybe you have, Legislator Green, some of the policies that were at least put forth in the report, in the stormwater management plan, for looking at these things. So that would be one way to begin maybe developing a legislative policy on that. In fact, it's going to be next to you. But the other piece of it is that we directed the Hudson Valley Regional Council that was interested in studying stormwater green infrastructure practices in the Hudson Valley
And we became a pilot community for that, and they studied the parking lot of DSS and, you know, that complex for potential green infrastructure practices, and there was a landscape architect who did a plan that you might not have seen.
So
you, and maybe there's some way that at least that could be considered.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Maloney. Seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 265, amend capital project number 498, construction of various shoulders, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
Second.
Motion made by Herb Litt, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 267, establishing capital project number 504, Frost Valley Road S-Turn Project, amending the 2017-2022 capital program, Public Works, Highways, and Bridges.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 269, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with 935 Associates LLC for office space for the Ulster County Office of Employment and Training, Ulster County Public Works Building Ground. Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
Building on Voices Lane?
Yes.
Mr. Irvell. Pretty tight lease.
And the last one, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Catasco Development Holdings LLC for a subdivision of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, Public Work, Buildings and Grounds. We passed this last night in law enforcement and public safety. I guess they're going to leave the Shandaken substation and come here.
So we'll
second.
Yeah. You did a pretty good deal, too. It's a 5-year lease. $7,800 a year. They pay for pretty good deal. Motion made by Herb Litt, seconded by Manna. Did you have a question?
She said.
Seconded by Manna. Let's say green. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
If I ask questions?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, yep.
Maxwell Lane, there's a couple of poles just on the cars over there. No plates. Williams and that doesn't... There will be no auction.
Right, okay.
It'll look perfect. No, you are with this.
Any new business that anybody wants to discuss?
Yes.
Okay, Legislator Lord.
I was just curious. We talked about this in our caucus. about different standards, environmental standards on materials that we use for roads or other things for that matter. And I was wondering, can we begin to have that included in the resolutions to make sure that it falls within the standards that we, the guidelines that we set with our environmental policy in regard to how we do it? You know what I'm talking about?
Materials on our roads?
Certain materials we use.
Yes.
And we want to make sure they're environmentally sound.
Correct.
Right. And we should have, well, I'm assuming that we do that, but it doesn't show that anywhere on any of the resolutions.
Yeah, but I thought we established a policy a while back that anything used on county properties, county roads, of any kind of materials had to be environmentally safe. Environmentally, it's already a policy.
I believe we do have that policy, but it doesn't show that on the resolutions themselves.
Contract?
And when it comes to contracts.
Brian, would that be possible, or is that
it just has to be signed off that it's the materials that we're using are environmentally friendly and that they meet the criteria that we had set, whatever that might be.
Herb? I think the majority of the materials we use for highway projects come off the OBS bid list. And if we're going to start deviating from that, it's probably going to drive the cost up quite a bit, because then the economy savings is in the amount of materials. So when they bid, like in the OGS, it might be 500,000 tons of blacktop.
Right.
And now we're going to do a job where we use 35 tons, but we would have to put out a separate spec other than the OGS spec because there's different...
Okay, well then can we at least let the legislators know that? And then they have that right to make that decision whether or not they want to spend more money or whether or not they want to go with what we have. If it's included in the resolution, then we can...
Probably the first thing we should do is look at the OGS contract because it probably complies with our...
And that might very well be the case, but I'm just saying... I just think it would be helpful if it was on the contract so that we could, because those questions were raised at our last caucus. We didn't have the answers. You know, I was like, okay, we'll find out, but I would like to see those answers, look at the resolutions and identify that, yeah, things are fine or they're not, or however we want to do that. And if they choose to not vote for it, well, then they choose not to vote for it, but they have the information before them, and if they choose to spend more money.
And the other thing they can do is approach the New York State DOT or the City Office of General Services and have them write that in their contract, because it wouldn't cost you any more money to say that it's natural material, it's not deleterious to the environment. So you'd be getting the same problem.
You'd be getting, right. My whole discussion is just to have it identified on the resolutions, so that they can see what it is. So that when people look at the resolution, they don't ask me to look at it, if it is or it isn't, or it's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Manager?
Yeah, I think we're getting somewhere. I really like the idea of adding anywhere that proactively cites the ways in which either a material or a process, sometimes it's materials, but sometimes it's, you know, how it's done or how it conforms with our various sustainability policies that are already in place. And I don't think that is hard to do, but it would show an attention to it, and I think that can kind of change a culture instead of sort of, there's a tendency for all of us to do what we've always done. But I think if we start including whereases where they can be that indicate implementation of, you know, there's a whole list of sustainability policies and green stormwater policies, green building, renewable energy, how this resolution has looked at and is taking steps toward implementing those policies. I think that's going to go a long way. And sometimes there is going to be a cost question, but often there's not. And when there's a cost question, we have to look at the, you know, the cost benefit over time. Sometimes an investment, especially with building stuff, an investment up front can, and I'm glad to hear that in the case of the Business Resource Center, that the code requires increased insulation. That means you're going to strengthen the roof, and as long as you're strengthening the roof, make it strong enough for solar. You know, that, and if just that is indicated in resolutions moving forward, I think that's going to go a long way. Right now, people have the impression, because it's not in there, it doesn't mean it's not being done, but because it's not in there, that it's not being considered. So I think this has been a very productive conversation, and, you know, take it back to the powers that be and see, and including, you know, of course, the deputies, but also Amanda, and see if we can all together come out with a future, either, I don't think it necessarily needs to be an additional policy, but a practice that would show that we're addressing these issues. And if there's a cost consideration, what the pros and cons are, and give us enough time to weigh in on that before finalizing. So that we don't end up, I know a few times I've sort of got up there and said, whoa, after the fact. But I think that could be prevented if we work together. So.
Any other new business? Any old business? I have some old business. Where are we at with this oversight committee for the BRC?
It hasn't been formed, or we haven't had a first meeting because we're still being the architect.
Okay.
Still
we're not at that point yet. Okay. Thank you,
Herb. Yep.
That's for, we haven't resolved the contractor yet?
They haven't finalized the design.
Okay.
Thanks, Herb. I wasn't sure what was going on with that.
That's my last one.
Okay. All right. Motion made by Legislator in favor.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carried. Thank you, everyone.